This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Welcome, Perry Lambropoulos. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. How are you?
Absolutely perfect, mate, and good to talk to you. So the first question I have for you is, you've been at the club a couple of months now. How are you settling in, and are you excited for the season that's coming up?
Yeah, pretty excited. Club's been pretty good. They've welcomed me with open arms, so yeah, I can't complain at the moment. Pre-season's been good. Training's been in a good tempo. We've had a couple of friendly games already. Fun. We've kicked some good boxes and reached some goals. Some we missed. We just fell a bit short. So, it's been good so far.
Perry, for those that don't know you, maybe just give us a little bit of your background, where you played your juniors and how you got to be at South Melbourne now.
Grew up playing for Port Melbourne predominantly, most of my juniors, as well as Oakley. Got a bit of a sniff at Bentley Greens in the first team, but just looking to get some game time, I moved on and ended up playing at South Springvale, where I came across Con. So that was the first time we worked together, and then a bit at Melbourne City in the youth team as well. And then from South Springvale, Con got the gig at Oakley and wanted to bring a couple of players across, so I was lucky enough to be one of them. We had a good year there in our first year together and ended up actually playing South in the grand final. From Oakley, moved to Port Melbourne, spent a year and a half there, and then now found myself working with Con again and at South Melbourne.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. Did you at South Springvale play with Costa Stratomitros?
Yeah, another player Con's worked with in the past as well. We've played a couple seasons together, both at South Springvale and Oakley, so we know each other quite well. We've spent a bit of time on the football pitch, but also outside of football as well. So we gel quite well together on the field, which is pretty good.
Which would have made it easy for you to settle in when you came to Lakeside?
Yeah, 100%, and vice versa for him as well.
Perry, I'm interested, mate. South Melbourne fans back in 2016, with no intent to disrespect, didn't view Oakley as a serious championship contender early in the season, and you kind of flew under the radar and snuck up on us a bit, and the very worthy grand finalists in the end could have been champions. Is there perhaps a little bit of a feeling in the South Melbourne squad that it could be a little bit like that, that maybe a few have written us off after our fade out last year, and maybe Tanga's starting to build something that could be quite exciting for us this year?
Yeah, Tanga, he's got the recipe to create a bit of magic, I guess. I wouldn't say people are writing South off just yet. South Melbourne, for me, have always been a big club in Victoria as well as Australia. So I think with Con and the other coaching staff, they can work well together with the players, and at the end of the year, hopefully come up with some results and with some silverware. So, yeah.
What about new teammates? Is there anyone you've already gelled with, bonded with, either on the field or perhaps making some new friendships along the way? Who have your new teammates have you warmed up to quickly?
Dean Berveskos, one of them. Jerry, Nick Chrysalidis, spent a bit of time with them during pre-season. Of course, all the other players that have been there prior to us new boys coming along have been pretty good to us as well. So I think the playing squad's pretty good, pretty competitive. We've got a bit of depth. I've also played with Pep Marafiotti before as well, so it's easy to work with players that you've played with in the past. So hopefully results can start coming through middle of Feb and we get off to a good start.
Perry, with going back to that grand final a few years ago when you played for Oakley against South, that was obviously at Lakeside and there was a huge crowd that day. That would be something that you would aspire to individually and as a team to perform and get South into one of those games again where you can have a big crowd in front of you at Lakeside?
No doubt at all. I think that game in particular was probably one of the best crowds or biggest crowds I've probably played in front of in Victoria. So to hopefully get something like that or replicate that every couple of weeks would be pretty good. It would be a good feeling for the boys and for me as well.
Has Marcus Schroen reminded you of his day out that day? Have you spent much time with him? Because I'll say in Marcus' defence, he's generally pretty laid back and he's not too arrogant or pleased with himself. But I can imagine that if he's remembering 2016, probably the best day of his South Melbourne football career, he'd be pretty happy to remind you of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, he seems like a humble guy, so it hasn't come much hasn't come up much in conversation. But I'm pretty sure if he's listening to this now, he's probably thinking, "Wait until I get to training tomorrow to, to give him a flashback."
And Lee wasn't bad that day either. He features in our South Melbourne South Radio intro. That lovely run, he turned your former teammate Rizk, I believe, inside out on the wing and nailed it past John Honos. Sorry, I'm reminiscing about something that makes me very happy.
Giving me some flashbacks,
probably some mixed emotions for you, Perry. But hopefully, that's something we can replicate for you.
Look, to play in a grand final was unbelievable. So hopefully, if the chance comes up again this year with the team's playing well, hopefully we can all get there. It's a collective unit at the end of the day. So,
Perry, just going back to last weekend now, I came and watched the boys play. What were your thoughts? I should speak better English on that performance, because I think it would be fair to say the first half was a little bit lackluster, but the second half was a lot better.
Yeah, I think we just went into the fixture a bit too comfortable, I guess, playing a team in the NPL too. But you can never go into a game with that mindset. So second half came out and the boys woke up a bit and we managed to turn things around and listen to the coach's instructions a bit better and ended up getting a result. But at the end of the day, it was a pre-season friendly. Tang had asked us to do a couple of things. First half didn't quite get there. Second half, he pinned us for him a bit harder with his talk, and the boys that came on did a good job. Boys that stuck on worked a bit harder, and it was a battle.
Is it fair to say your natural position is right back? That's where you played on Saturday. Is that where you're most comfortable, or are you comfortable going all over the defence or in a defensive midfield role?
Yeah, my most comfortable position is at fullback, but I spent the majority the past two seasons playing at centre-back at Port Melbourne. So anywhere across the back four is pretty comfortable for me. But, yeah, I do prefer the right side.
So you're not going to battle KK to see who gets right back and who gets centre-back?
No. No, I'll leave KK. I'll let him be.
How tall do you stand, Perry, just out of interest?
Just under 180.
180, okay. That's a good height for a right back, I'd say. Although I do admire you. One of our favourites, Michael Eager, I always stood next to him and thought, geez, if he can play centre back, so can I. Possibly not true, but at least it's good to know that you've got a bit of aerial athleticism as well, mate.
Yeah.
Excellent. Got any attacking prowess in mind? Are you more of a wing back, or would you say you're more of a natural defender, like a Timmy Marler style scrapping defender, or more of a Brad Norton style, love to deliver a good cross?
A bit of both, I guess. When I was first working with Tango, one of the things that he helped me out with was finding a position, and right fullback was the one that he found for me, purely because of my engine and getting up and down the line and getting boxes in, but also got that heart to make a challenge and win the ball back. So credit to Con, he kind of helped me find my feet a bit in the league and got me going, really.
Perry, we always ask this when we have players on radio. Individually, what are your goals for this season? And as a team, what are your goals for this season?
Individually, I like to, as a defender, think about keeping clean sheets and not conceding goals. So I think if we can get through the majority of the games, keeping a clean sheet, I reckon the boys up top will do a good enough job to score some goals, and that'll help us get 3 points on the board week in, week out. As a team, I reckon we could aim for finals, push top four, and hopefully battle for some silverware across all competitions, FA Cup, Doherty Cup, and the league.
Perry, we're a month away from the start of the season, mate. Bentley Green's away, huge fixture for us to start. What's your message to the South Melbourne fans in these weeks when they're thinking of signing up for memberships, when they're getting prepared for the season? What's your message to get them excited and get you out supporting the guys?
Just that this year is going to be probably one of the most exciting years South Melbourne are going to have. New coaching staff, new players, and just some exciting football. So get around us, come to the pre-season games, come to round one against probably one of the strongest teams in the competition, and help us get the 3 points.
Perry Lambropoulos, thanks very much for your time, mate. It's been great talking to you. Appreciate it. It's been great listening to you, but more exciting to see you out in a blue shirt. So looking forward to seeing you soon, mate. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.